time for a beer and a Ruby Murray.
Oh, you've tubbed up rice.
I've had a right enough of you and your Dawsons.
Oh, she sells seashells down at the Michael Barrymore.
I'm so sorry, Rob.
I parked it at the Khyber Pass.
Liberace.
Can you Adam and Eve it with Rob Bollocks?
It's like they're all still here.
Yeah.
So I was looking around for Sarah. So love her for saying that, apologising to me. Right, okay, last week, Mikey said to me, sperm whales, sort of had a little titter because it is funny, but it's not really. And I started doing a bit of research and someone sent me this fantastic article that was written in 2004 by the New York Times about what they called the loneliest whale in the world. At the time, they thought it was a female and they've been tracking her since 1992 and it was always on her own. They couldn't quite suss it out. And then they realised her songs came in groups of 2 to 6 calls lasting 5 to 6 seconds were completely unique because other whales communicate between 12 and 25 hertz, but this was at 57 hertz. So it's giving out all these calls and of course no other whales could hear it. Mm-hmm. So like she's totally on her own. But since then, I've done a bit of checking, and it's actually a male, and it's now known as 57 hertz. They've got a little name for it. The American Navy have been tracking it.
Mm-hmm.
And so they've been tracking it for a while now, and the voice, they've been tracking the songs, because they travel for hundreds of miles underwater. Not many people have seen him. And this is the bit that really got me. The Discovery magazine once described the otherworldly sound as a ghostly howl of a drowned tuba player. Just let that sink in a little bit. That's like the saddest thing I've ever heard.
So they're just tracking the whale. They're not, they're probably, yeah. They've tagged it.
Yeah.
And they're just plotting its course. And yeah. I suppose they've got other tagged whales out there
and
in the ocean.
Completely on its own. But there was an animal psychiatrist or whatever was saying, that's probably the wrong thing, a marine biologist was saying, it's healthy, it's still alive, it's been around since 1992. It's okay. But what a sad thing.
Just lonely. Mm. But well, it kind of reminds me of, we sort of had this conversation off air, that, the sperm whales of Star Trek, the film, yeah. Where they had to travel back in time and get, rescue a whale and take it to the future so Earth wasn't destroyed.
Didn't work. Well, it's not going to work. Maybe unless they dropped it on Donald Trump.
The whale. Yeah, actually, that's probably
it. Anyway, a little bit about sperm. That was that little thing about that whale. I feel sorry for it. So, 57 hertz, we love you, even if any other whales do. Right, I'll get technical now. The sperm whale, I was going to say its Latin name, but I'm not going to because I always struggle with it. It's actually called a cachalot as well. It's the world's largest toothed whale.
And so it's got teeth?
It's got teeth. They okay. eat squid. They dive like 2,000 metres. To catch things.
Yes.
And they also eat seals as well.
Okay.
Which we didn't know about. They're named after the spermaceti oil from the which comes from the whales, which they get. They used to use it for oil lamps, lubricants, candles, and it's still highly valued as a fixative in perfumes.
Mm.
But they've got to get it from dead whales, like whale carcasses
okay.
now, I
okay.
think. And I got into a little bit about the history of the whaling and some of the things they used to do to them. I mean, everybody knows about whales sort of to that point, but I didn't really realise what the whalers used to do. They used to, because they're such social animals, mm-hmm. they would get a calf and like smash it up so it was still alive. And then the cries of that would bring the rest of the family in. Then they just wholesale slaughter them all. That's just horrible, which actually leads to my last thing. And now, have you ever heard the book Moby Dick?
Yes, right? Of course.
That's actually based on a true story. This actually happened in the 18th century. Sorry, the 19th century. There was a whaling ship called the Essex, and it was just off the Chile, near this island called Isle of Mocha. I love some of these names. Anyway. They'd been whaling, and they accidentally run over this whale,
mm-hmm.
and it was a famous whale, And they used to give names to whales in back in the day. And this one was called Mocha Dick. And it was a white whale. And it was an old bull whale, apparently. It had like harpoons sticking out of it and all that. And they think they accidentally rammed it. But then the whale turned around and actually attacked it and rammed the boat.
Yes.
And smashed it. And I think, they would be calmed. I think quite a few of them died on the boat. And from that, that's where that story Moby Dick comes from. But they reckon that they have the ability to remember, like if they've been attacked by a whaling ship or something like that, they'll remember that.
Like an elephant sort of thing.
Yeah,
like
yeah. And, like they, and they, they're doing it to protect their young and stuff like that. Absolutely fantastic. Their brain is 5 times the size of humans' brain, but they apparently they use all that for their locating. They do all the sonar stuff and all that. I'm getting pretty technical here, aren't I?
Do we have, are there many sperm whales in sort of New Zealand waters?
I think they're all over the place. They're migratory. Mm. I didn't actually look at that. Maybe someone could let us know. They're just, the more I got into reading about them, the more horrible. Like people, that must have been a horrible job being a whaler.
Yeah, and you just sort of like it makes you think about humans as custodians.
Yeah,
if we are custodians of the planet, we're just doing a
very good
job.
A horrific job. I think the whales and that should be in charge. They can't muck it up as much as we have.
Yeah, it's
terrible. It's terrible. They're fantastic. I think a third of their body size is their head, and because they can dive down all that, and it's brilliant.
I sort of think of. Aside from like killer whales, I sort of just immediately grouped all other whales in like these big lazy cruisers in the ocean. But obviously not if the sperm whale's going after squid and seals, it can obviously move it.
Yeah, really, really fast. That's a good point actually. Now, see, that's the thing, killer whale. That's you get that vision of they're really, but they're not. They're not. They're just like big dolphins, aren't they? Killer
totally.
Whales, really?
100%, yeah.
I've actually dived with dolphins once, and it was one of the most amazing things I've ever done. Mm. You had to sing to them underwater and that, and I was singing football songs. And they all went.
Supported a different
yeah,
team.
Yeah, a different team. But yeah, it was absolutely fantastic. And if you get a chance, just like check out like whales and just have a look. And I don't think there's many countries now, or apart from, was it Japan and a few other people that actually still do whaling? No one should do it. It's disgusting. Stop it immediately. Mm. Otherwise, well, I'll come and sort you out.
Cool. All right.
So that's whales.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Can you Adam and Eve it with Rob Bullocks?
She's undone her sea monster chain.
Thank you very much, my son.